the history of what came before it. Do you think it's relevant to how people are thinking about music now?
Yeah, I think it's definitely relevant. I think that people think, especially the younger generation, mm-hmm. they think of the music in the way that they think of it because they don't know the history. You know, so okay. I think that they, I mean, they know, like, they know some records and stuff, but they don't, mm-hmm. they haven't really studied it in a historical, in a context.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they don't really understand how, you know, the Coltrane transition from 58 to 62.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't understand how old these people were
mm-hmm.
when they died. They don't understand what it really means to know that Brooklyn was 23 and mm-hmm. Brooklyn was 25.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you're just 1 year off from where Brooklyn was. You know, right, that's, right. I think that they don't, and I think many people don't.
Right.
They don't really think of it in a historical context. Mm-hmm. So it's easy for them to.